And of course, an important and growing leisure pastime these days is getting a good old massage, you know what I mean? A good old... ease those muscles, get a good rub down. And, traditionally, I suppose, the massage parlour is the place to visit, if you do want to. You know. Now, to that end, my next guest is George McCoy, who has performed, I think, a long overdue service, which is to compile and publish his own guide to the country's massage parlours. And about time, too. So, to find out why the guide is necessary and why George is the man to do it, I'm delighted to say that we can welcome him here. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon.
What made you decide to embark upon this considerable task?
Well, I realised that in the market there were guides to everything from pubs and hotels to supermarket wine and every kind of restaurant you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy a massage just as much as the next man, and it dawned on me there was no guide in this country that I was aware of that listed comprehensively, not only listing, but giving a view of how well the establishments performed to the country's massage parlours. So a couple of months ago, with my last business rather sliding into ignominy, I decided this was something that worth doing, so I had a go.
Good. Did you ask the next man what he thought of it?
I've asked a few people I bumped into coming into and out of some of these establishments, and quite a lot of them indicated they thought this was a good idea.
So you held a poll sort of thing? And
indeed.
Yeah, right. What sort of things are you looking for, then? What's your checklist?
Well, in the guide you will note that I've given four ratings, A, B, C, D. A is for the appearance of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
B is for the behaviour and performance of the staff. Given that I visited some 370 parlours in less than 2 months, I wasn't able to indulge in a massage at the vast majority of these.
No.
My view has been, and my experience has been, that one enjoys a massage as much because one feels relaxed in such an establishment as because of the quality of the massage one receives.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't that much difference between the way one girl or another can knead you with a capital K. And I've generally found that one enjoys a massage more if one is being massaged by an attractive young lady in decorous surroundings.
Absolutely. 370.
Well, to be precise, only 368. What happened
That's
when
lucky,
I went into
it?
One establishment in Bristol was that I discovered the... I went in, looked over the establishment and the ladies there, went back to my car and made my notes, and then realised that the next establishment I should go and visit was just around the other side of the block. So I set out, went round there, rang the bell. Somebody came to the door and waggled the handle but wouldn't let me in. They just went away. I thought, well, they must have gone to get the key, so I rang the bell again to remind them of my presence, and then heard somebody shout out from inside, "You've seen us already. We're the same place as around the block."
Oh, dear.
So there in Bristol, one has two establishments with two different names and two different addresses and two different phone numbers, but actually they turn out to be one great establishment stretching from Jamaica Street to Stokes Croft, and you've got the same girls with the same decoration inside.
All stations in between. So it's...
And I came across another instance of that in Hove, in Suffolk as well.
So it is possible to have just the one place, but both front and rear entry is possible.
That was amusingly the case in two instances.
Oh, dear. I was going to say, how many a day does that work out at, George?
Well, at my peak, I've visited 20 on one day. But generally, but that was because they were all in a fairly small area and I could get around them without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Other days, I was doing a lot of driving and only seeing two or three.
Yeah, so it was just a cock stride from one to the other, really.
Yeah.
Mm. You picked out things which I suppose don't cross people's mind if you're looking for a massage in a hurry. You looked at the sort of... the whole thing, really, car parking facilities.
Well, yes, I was saying, besides the A, appearance, and B, behaviour and performance, I've also gone on to indicate how convenient it is to get to any of these establishments. There are a few where you can drive on to land adjoining the premises and park with full security. But at the other end of the spectrum, you've got to find yourself a multi-story and have got a long walk.
Some of them are not in the most salubrious parts of town. I think that has to be said in a number of cases, doesn't it?
Well, they vary enormously. You get some right in the middle of town. Manchester certainly has a heck of a lot. I found 52 there. There's one in Whitworth Street right in the middle. At the other end of the spectrum, there are, yes, others in less attractive parts of the city.
Well, it's nice to know that we are one of the more popular areas for this. How would you say Manchester rates overall?
Well, I think Manchester is maybe the massage capital of the country.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say
well,
so.
Well, there are 52 in Greater Manchester, and only I could only find 59 in Greater London. Well, and Merseyside, I could only find 5.
Oh, well, we're obviously doing very well. We mustn't get conceited about this, though. We mustn't let our heads swell about this, must we? What about payment? In areas where perhaps, or in establishments where you might not feel perfectly at home, is it advisable to carry money, or should you use something else?
I think they generally are looking for cash in these establishments, though a number do accept credit cards, and quite a lot of them, the vast majority, would cheerfully accept a cheque backed by a banker's card.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? And do they make any arrangements for discretion, perhaps, if you don't want... let me pick a name at random here. Perhaps if you don't want Little Darlings to appear on your visa slip. Do they offer an alternative identification?
I'm not sure about that, I'll be honest with you. In the vast majority of the establishments, I simply went in, looked over the establishment and the staff, and then made my excuses and left, to quote the News of the World.
Yes, I understand that. Yes, you do say that you made a number of brief visits. Was the brevity deliberate, or can you just not help it?
Well, sometimes it was deliberate, where I found myself feeling distinctly uncomfortable, and that regrettably was the case in a number of establishments.
On what grounds?
Well, there was one establishment I even went into, and as I was leaving, I heard them mutter as I was leaving, "Perv." I suppose because they thought I was just looking them over in a not particularly friendly way and then left.
Well, that's outrageous.
I've indicated my description of the staff there was tall, attractive, but distinctly unfriendly.
Well, that's not good to anybody, is it?
Well, that's what I'm aiming in this guide, is to let people know precisely what they can expect.
I think that's very, very important, you see, because...
I didn't tell any of them what I was doing.
No, of course not. Is it like you... So you were sort of Egon Ronne, were you,
that's
really?
That's the aim of the exercise.
Absolutely. And if anyone suspects that you are carrying out this sort of survey, do you think they make a special effort?
I haven't come across anyone who really suspected it. I mean, when I found that I was being treated extremely friendly and was in an extremely friendly manner and was being given first-class treatment, I felt that I was going to give them a first-class report, I did occasionally tell them as I left.
Right, but you didn't think there was anything fishy going on while you were...
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, you do say that a number of these establishments promise you a great deal and yet fail to deliver when you actually get there, because anyone can write an alluring advertisement for the local paper, can't they?
Indeed.
What precautions should a punter take before taking...
Well, if he gets hold of one of these guides, he'll know where to go and where not to go. I mean, there are a number of establishments, not only one in the Manchester area, but more in other parts of the country, where they are intent on taking one's fee before one has any idea of what one is liable to get in return.
And you shouldn't allow anything to change hands?
I wouldn't do that. I would simply avoid those establishments.
Okay.
That's not to say that inside they aren't particularly good or particularly bad. I just feel that, you know, if you want to know what you're paying your money for before you pay it.
Absolutely. So it's a bit like buying a second-hand car, I suppose, really. You should make a few phone calls and just suss the place out, get the feel of it, really.
Indeed, and if you buy one of my guides, it'll give you a good guide as to where to start looking.
Very good, sir.
So and if you'd rather have a massage from a large, older lady, this will tell you where to go for that. If you would like a young, attractive lady, then again, it'll tell you where to go.
Are there facilities for senior citizens and so on?
You get all ages going in there. It's amazing the cross-section of people I bumped into going into or out of these establishments. From young people who are barely... Young men who are obviously just quite possibly students... Though I must emphasise, I'm sure under 18, any of them,
mm-hmm.
Up to some obviously senior citizens working there, or going in there rather.
Well, it's nice to know that obviously it's one of those things that you're never too old to benefit from.
Indeed.
That's delightful. So the ideal place is one with nice facilities, somewhere to park, a relaxing decor, refreshments, or can...
Some of them do come up with refreshments quite often. I mean, there's one establishment on the south side of Manchester, an extremely busy establishment where invariably one has to wait to be served. I went there and found that I was one of 5 men waiting and there were only 2 ladies working there.
Oh dear.
But they treated you extremely well. There was a very efficient receptionist who showed you into a TV lounge where one could sit and watch the television, read a paper, have a drink, eat the odd nut or two, and until the time came about when you would be taken care of.
So you weren't left standing around then?
No, I was treated extremely in an extremely friendly manner there.
Well, there we are then. If you want to find out if massage is something that you feel you're in need of and you want an establishment which will, well, essentially work hand in glove with you, then McCoy's British Massage Parlour Guide, first edition, out now. George McCoy is the publisher, and it'll cost you £10, which is, well, you'll soon make that back, I would imagine, won't you?
Indeed you would, and what you'd save.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. The best of luck to you. Are you ready to take on Volume 2 now, or do you want to
have
a bit of a breather?
Well, I'll be coming up with that in about 6 months' time, I think. There's already two or three of the establishments have closed down, and I found at least, getting on for 20 more that have opened up.
So you've got a constant job to update things, haven't you?
Indeed, it's going to be a recurring situation all the time.
Well, it's a tricky job, George, but someone's got to do it.
Indeed, and if anybody wants a copy, all they have to do is send £10 to McCoy's Guides, P.O. Box 243, Telford, TF2 9WL.
Right,
and
sir,
we can send them back one by return.
OK, well, you go and... you've worked hard, obviously, to compile this. It's probably time you went and put your feet down. So I'll thank you for joining us and hope to hear from you soon.
GMR Talk, the Greater Manchester Radio Station, on 95.1.
There we are, you see. And I believe that it's coming out in hardback. Right, that was Mr. McCoy. And available at all good bookshops, I would think. Right. It is 3:10. Oh, all right, write to the boss if that's what you want. It's entirely your prerogative.